WTAW News Time is 7:04. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Brazos County Courthouse was evacuated and closed yesterday afternoon following a bomb threat.
Just before 2 o'clock, a call came into the main switchboard at the courthouse and basically just said that there was a bomb in the building. We've done visual sweeps through all four floors in the basement and then the exterior of the building.
Sheriff Chris Kirk limited the evacuation to the courthouse.
We have the roads of Washington Street and 26th Street near the courthouse closed down. But we're not going to disrupt any other operations than right here at the courthouse.
And Kirk says after a visual inspection turned up nothing, bomb-sniffing dogs were brought in from the U.S. Marshal's Office in Houston and DPS in Austin. At the same time, investigators are working on the source of the call. The Texas Department of Transportation is holding three informational open houses over the next 2 weeks regarding future projects of interest to area motorists. Times, locations, and maps are online at WTAW.com. There are two open houses tonight. One in Navasota has information about improving and removing crossovers on Highway 6 from south of Navasota to the Waller County line. And in Conroe, the topic is expanding Highway 105 from Conroe to Cleveland to four lanes with a median. The third open house is a week from Thursday, the 10th, in North Zulch. This is about the proposal for making Highway 21 a four-lane with a divided median between Madisonville and the Navasota River. For the fourth consecutive year, Blinn College is hosting the Texas 10th Court of Appeals. The justices will be hearing arguments tomorrow in hearings that are open to the public. The schedule includes three appeals of civil lawsuits, two from Brazos and one from Robertson County, and a criminal appeal from Brazos County. The hearings will be held in the Student Center starting at 10, 11, 1:30, and 2:30. Next year is the centennial of the National Park Service. That's the focus of a new exhibit at the Bush Library and Museum. Photographer Mark Burns spent 5 years taking photos from each of the 59 national parks, something he did as a child on family trips.
That was really where I fell in love with that whole, you know, concept of wanting to photograph mountains and hills and old buildings and things like that, and it definitely had a big impact on it.
Burns says before this project, his favorite park was Yosemite, but after the project, his favorite parks are ones in Alaska. United Way of the Brazos Valley's community campaign has reached about 30% of its $800,000 goal.
We've had over 60 campaigns that have been completed. That means 60 employers in our region have held workplace campaigns, allowing their employees the opportunity to make a contribution to United Way. We've only gotten about 21% of those reports in, so it's still very early. We don't have reports on all of those campaigns yet.
President Allison Prince says 31 campaigns are going now and another 20 to 25 have yet to start. She says there is time to schedule more, which can be done by contacting the United Way office. WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 49 degrees. This look at news brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news coming up at 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi coming soon. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and luxury limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Not only does Batteries Plus Bulbs have an enormous selection of Duracell Ultra LED light bulbs for lamps, chandeliers, floodlights, can lights, appliances, and more, but if this commercial lasted as long as an LED light bulb from Batteries Plus Bulbs, I would still be telling you about how energy efficient and long-lasting they are 10 years from today. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
Need a longer-lasting bulb? Batteries Plus Bulbs has a huge selection of LEDs starting at just $4.99, located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. See batteriesplus.com for details and limitations.
Your car or truck needs regular maintenance to keep you and your family safe on the roads. That's where my friends at SevCheck Service Center come in. SevCheck has been family-owned and operated since 1972. There's no job too big or too small for the staff. And remember, the sales and service area is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays from 7 to 4. The gasoline islands open 6 to 9 weekdays and 8 to 8 on Saturdays. Sevcheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Good morning. It's 7:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Cloudy and cool once again for today with high temperatures between 55 and 60. Any showers we see today will be very, very isolated. Clouds tonight, maybe a shower or two, 40 to 45. Clearing tomorrow, finally, temperatures will make their way up to about 60. The outlook for tomorrow night, clear and cool. Lows will fall back to around 40. During the day Thursday, we'll have plenty of sunshine, and highs on Thursday will be 55 to 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And then there were sports, and some people won and some people lost. So there you go. Time for holiday music. One of my favorites.
Did police steal your car?
Yeah. Spoiler
alert. Police stop my car. Police stop my car. The police made me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up.
Oh, is that all they ask for? Oh, never mind.
Police stop my car.
Could have been a sanctuary police city, right? Just
the
saying.
Police made me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always put me over Christmas.
Always?
Making sure that there's no open bottles in my car.
Of course.
They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always put me over Christmas. They say they're just making sure that there's no open bottles in my car. Police lock me up. Police lock me up. The police lock me up. Cause when I do a 2.1.
There you go. On that note, it's the holiday season. What better time to talk about thanking Prince Albert for the tradition of the Christmas tree. During the winter solstice, branches served as reminders of spring. The Germans are credited with first bringing evergreens into their homes and decorating them, a tradition which made its way to U.S. America in the 1830s. But it wasn't until Germany's Prince Albert introduced the tree to his new wife, Queen Victoria, that the tradition took over. So there you are. You have Prince Albert in the can? Let him out.
You know, the sad thing is, that's what I was thinking as soon as you said Prince Albert.
Sad. That is very, very sad. But hey, wash your ears out with this. What a wonderful world we have. A British town might rename their local train station for Kanye West. Oh. Good.
Oh.
A group in the town of Canterbury West has filed a petition to rename its local train depot Kanye West Station. So far, the petition has nearly 1,500 signatures. The petition calls for city officials to recognize Kanye as the greatest human being of our time. Isn't he running for president? Is that right? Is he the one?
2026 or something?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, is he? Okay.
2020.
Not right away? Okay.
It'll be a little while.
All right. There you go. Just want to let you know. That's got all that together. By the way, the president and Vladimir Putin met yesterday, shook hands, and did not look each other in the eye. So
you're supposed to do that when you shake hands. We talked about that yesterday.
Well, it's because the president was too busy bowing.
That's right. They're apparently not. They're not Facebook buddies. I mean, I'm not sure. And in case you missed it, the president yesterday said that what they're doing there in Paris is an act of defiance. It's an act of defiance. What greater rejection for those who would tear down our world than marshaling our best efforts to save it. So there. Can you clench a fist and shake it at the terrorist? Is that okay, or is that going to be too, is that too aggressive?
Well, in that vein, I think you and I, Scott, specifically, then would be terrorists.
Because?
We drive SUVs.
Wow.
And we don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be making us, like, basically an eco-terrorist, would it not?
Yeah.
My carbon footprint is too large.
My mower doesn't even have a gas tank.
Yes, yeah, see?
Hippie freak.
Yeah.
My lawn loves me for it, though. Yeah.
And he vapes with a corncob pipe.
Oh.
Anyway, he doesn't. I just like the picture. A judge in North Carolina has rejected a lawsuit by a 13-year-old girl
that asks for the state to adopt stricter emissions standards.
I'm just saying that the girl's probably from Asheville. I mean, I don't know, but I'm just saying.
That's, well, okay, if not everyone else, could you at least impose them on my daddy? He stinks.
Yeah, okay, yeah. He drives a big car and it offends me. All right. So this Christmas, if you're giving a hands-free electric scooter known as a hoverboard, and they're pretty cool for young people. Well, right, really. We had
old
one up here.
Old people, if they're padded up.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we had it up here. Tucker, you want to get on this? I went, no. There's no reason
your
for
center
me to
of gravity
do
would have been perfect.
Oh,
for
oh,
it.
Oh, 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 oh. Bazinga.
I think his microphone got turned off.
Yeah, very quiet show from the newsroom today.
Yeah, exactly. Anyhow, though, they're known, they are a gift that is very, very popular this year. They ain't cheap.
No.
But anyway, if you are thinking of gifting one to a relative that you'll be visiting, be prepared to pack it back up after it's been unwrapped. And then be prepared to ship it to the gift recipient. Many airlines are banning hoverboards or relegating them to carry-on luggage only. Hoverboard policies differ from airline to airline, so before hauling off to the airport, you need to check with the airline that you are flying. For example, United allows them in checked baggage, but the battery must be removed and taken as carry-on. JetBlue, Alaska, and Frontier will not allow them checked in or carried on. So there you are. So if that's what you're doing, you think that's going to be cool, then go for it. Now, this is what we need science for.
Oh, boy.
760. Okay. Runners, you know, runners certainly benefit from, you know, doing all that, but they need to watch what they eat as well. Dietitians say it's a myth that running will automatically result in weight loss. So remember the 80-20 rule. Weight loss is 80% diet or nutrition and 20% exercise. So that being said, somebody finally decided we need to find out how little you can run to actually get benefits. Okay.
Ooh, love this.
That's what science is for. I mean, we could talk about running and it's good for you, and I ran, you know, super mega marathons and I've, you know, got stickers on the back of my car, but there are those out there who go, okay, fine, but give me a bottom line here. What do I have to do to be able to get some benefits? So if you do run, and again, do you get challenged during this time of year, or do you defiantly eat celery when you go to a party? In a recent view of 15 years worth of studies on the health benefits of running, researchers found that you don't have to run all that much to max out running health benefits.
To max them out?
Yep. Lacing up just once or twice a week for just 50 cumulative minutes, no more than 6 miles per week, provides plenty of protection against cardiovascular disease, chronic disease, and early death by any cause. Once again, according to this research, lacing up just once or twice a week for just 50 cumulative minutes, no more than 6 miles per week, can provide plenty of protection against cardiovascular disease, chronic disease, and early death. Now, tubbos, don't go out and start running today. Always check with your doctor before you start any kind of regimen. But what do you think? I mean, does that give you a break?
I think so.
Does that make you collapse back down in the chair and go, oh, well, I don't have to do that today?
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a business with incredible profit potential? Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is growing fast, and we're looking for people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners and help our business continue to boom. If this sounds like you, we'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 5000. That's readyforfresh.com, code 5000.
Are you that guy? Are you the guy who's going to be way ahead of the curve and you've almost finished your Christmas shopping and just got that one special gift you need to get? Let David Gardeners help you out. They enjoy working with you as much as those folks who come in panicked on Christmas Eve. But no matter what the situation, if you've planned well ahead and you know exactly what you're looking for, head into David Gardeners and they'll be glad to show you a full array of jewelry. You know, it's neat because sometimes it's a journey of discovery for you because you think you've got something in mind, but once you get there, hey, something else catches your eye that you think might be just right. So stop in. Great selection right now to make your choices for the holiday season. So if you've got somebody special on your Christmas list, let the folks at David Gardner's help you out. If you're on the other end of the spectrum, you do want to get in there early, but you have no idea what you want to do, David Gardner's helps you there too. Because, you know, quite honestly, they've been doing this stuff for over 30 years. Right there on University Drive at 911 University Drive. And, of course, they can design something for you if you want to do that. You do still have time for that since we've just started December. David Gardner's, your authorized Rolex dealer and the official jeweler of Aggie Athletics at 911 University Drive.
You know that, wow, I'm starving feeling? Subway's got you covered. Now get 50% more meat on any 6-inch sub for just 50 cents more in celebration of our 50th anniversary. Just make it deluxe and we'll load up any 6-inch sub like the mouthwatering spicy Italian or the tasty turkey breast made with freshly baked bread and all the fresh veggies you want. That's 50% more meat on any 6-inch sub for just 50 cents more. So get to Subway and make it deluxe. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only. Excludes breakfast sandwiches. Additional charges for extras. 50% more meat compared to our classics.
Hey, good morning. It's 720, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Careful what you donate to Goodwill. Could be deadly. An employer in Winfield, Kansas said that somebody accidentally donated a live grenade.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. Just picked up a bunch of clothes, I guess, and there was that grenade in there. The store was evacuated. The bomb squad was called, and they detonated it and got rid of it. Nobody was injured because Goodwill doesn't track its donors. They don't have any idea how that happened, but just be aware of that.
Hey, hun, take that grenade down to the Goodwill, would you?
Just do that. Don't need it anymore. Well, you know, got no use for it at all. Santa Claus has decided to upgrade from his sleigh to a chopper. Police in Brazil looking for a jolly old elf who apparently rented a chopper from a taxi service for what he called a Black Friday surprise. Santa then forced the pilot to fly to a small farm outside Sao Paulo where another person was waiting. They tied up the pilot, took off with the bird. Police still looking for him.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Okay, I'll dress in a Santa outfit and we'll do that. Well, he probably didn't say that because he's probably speaking another language. But, I don't know if you remember this story. This is a maybe a few months back. The story about the table of the people who couldn't deal with the 10-month-old behind them who was making so much noise. This was at a Texas roadhouse in Idaho.
Oh, I can't remember that.
The note they left, they dropped it at the table, said, "Thank you for ruining our dinner with your screaming kid. Sincerely, the table behind you." Well, Katie Leach, who is the mom of the baby, told management that yelling is her son's new thing and apologized for it. She said she'd been trying to teach him to use his inside voice, but since he was just a baby, he's really excited and all that kind of stuff, the commotion that was going on in the restaurant, so was yelling. The manager then asked the table that wrote the note to please leave when they were done eating. Well, that story hit the local news, and Katie got a ton of supportive comments on social media, and so did the manager for siding with her. So kind of an after-the-fact story there. Because I remember that happening, and the family had to leave, but she ends up... So I...
I'm 50-50 on that one.
Yeah, because... I don't know. Not sure.
Take your kid outside. That's what I did.
I think you're supposed to. And, in fact, I was in a situation last week where, you know, there was a kiddo, and... There was an extra set of hands there, you know, a grandparent to help out and take the little one out,
right,
which was a really good thing.
Sure.
And I think you just make plans like that. Obviously, you want your child to behave properly, but every once in a while they don't. Hey, speaking of North Carolina, about the 13-year-old girl a minute ago, a woman in North Carolina spent over $100,000 to resemble her favorite cartoon characters. Pixie Fox. That's her name, Pixie Fox. Okay. What were her parents thinking? Originally from Sweden, has undergone 15 different surgeries to look like a combination of Jessica Rabbit, Aurora from Sleeping Beauty, and Hollywood from Cool World. She says those cartoon characters represent the idealized female. In one recent operation, she had her lower ribs removed in order to shrink her waist to 14 inches. Next year, she plans hip and bottom implants, eyelash implants, and a fat removal procedure from her cheeks so they'll pop more. Yeah, okay. Wow.
I like the before picture better.
I said 14-inch waist. Get rid of those ribs. Who needs ribs, right?
Overrated.
Yeah, okay. So, did you put up those strings of lights outside? or your Christmas tree to do that over the weekend?
Not yet.
Okay. You think your neighbors got a little bit overboard on Christmas decorations? At least you don't live next to a guy who put up 1.2 million Christmas lights.
Oh, goodness.
That's how many David and Jean Richards used to deck out their home in Canberra, Australia, to clinch last year's title. For the record, Guinness display says the display included 75 miles of multicolored wire strung in the shape of three interconnected giant wrapped Christmas gifts in a downtown mall. It's the biggest ever image made of LED lights. In 2013, they won the Guinness title as well with 502,000 bulbs, but said last year, "I couldn't do it again to my neighbors or my family." While we're on the subject, how much does it cost in electricity? He said last year's electric bill ran $2,200 per month.
Whoa!
Yeah. He set the record back in 2011 with about 300,000 lights, but was unseated by a family in Long Island in 2012, so he took it back in 2013.
Visible from space?
Probably. Probably so. Just saying. All right, so you got a ton of money and you're looking for just the right present. Louis Vuitton has now released their most expensive leather bag ever. It's a new crocodile skin steamer bag. Comes in at $55,000. Okay. That's $1,000 more than last year. I guess crocodile inflation. Just saying. If you don't want to do that, I'm sure they have many others. It'd be much more reasonably priced than just, you know.
Because somebody had to shoot it.
Yeah. Enjoy the man. So there we go. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's 726. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, the world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Going to go about 10 degrees warmer than we did yesterday, which is good. And the good news is we get the sunshine back probably tomorrow and for the next 3 days. That'll make it cooler at night, obviously, because then we'll have no cloud cover. But, again, as far as the numbers are concerned, look for a high temperature today, probably about 60 or so, and then tomorrow and the next day, but the low's down around 30, tonight 46, but then tomorrow night probably 39, then down to 36 on Thursday night and Friday. And again, looks like actually the sun goes all the way through the weekend and we'll be into the 60s, but one more day of kind of cloudiness out there. We've got overcast skies now. Winds out of the north at 6, 86% relative humidity, and it's 49 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The Atlantic magazine in an article claims that our failing public transportation system is responsible for increased inequality. The most impoverished areas in many cities suffer from shoddy transportation, the magazine says. Impoverished people don't have access to good jobs, good goods, good services, or the good life. A 2014 NYU study found a link between poor access to public transportation in New York City and higher unemployment and decreased income. Now, the article, written after the deadly Amtrak wreck, repeats the liberal mantra that America's infrastructure is falling apart due to lack of funding by Republicans. The piece provides the standard minorities are hardest hit angle. But NYU researchers and the Atlantic magazine liberals are not the only ones who can establish links. We can do that too, folks, like linking higher unemployment and lower income in the last 7 years to the Obama regime economic policies. If you want to link to the impoverished condition that city dwellers find themselves in year after year, we can do that too. That link is liberalism, the political operating system of every failing city in this country. You want another one, even harder for liberals to digest? Well, link the lack of opportunity to the lack of ambition and work ethic some of our entitled, impoverished citizens wear like a badge of honor. Try that. Works every time.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Mom gives us her own special Christmas ornament every year. This year, she gave me one that looks like me, playing soccer. It even has my name on it. It's my most favorite ornament ever. Thanks, Mom.
Each Christmas, moms everywhere carry on the tradition of placing special ornaments on the Christmas tree. Ornaments represent stories and memories. And PersonalCreations.com has over 1,000 to choose from in their ornament workshop. They have adorable ornaments that can be designed to look like anyone in your family, doing the activity, hobby, or occupation they love. Each ornament is expertly hand-painted or laser-engraved with any name and ships within 3 days. Radio listeners, for a limited time, when you order any ornament on the site, you'll get a second one absolutely free. That's two amazing ornaments for the price of one. And personalization is included. But hurry, because this exclusive offer ends this Friday at midnight. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click on the orange star in the top right corner and enter the secret code 5000. That's personalcreations.com, secret code 5000.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
When AMCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-AMCO, or visit online at AMCO.com. AMCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. If you're interested in the early plans for expanding Highway 21 to four lanes east of Bryan from the Navasota River to Madisonville, the Texas Department of Transportation has announced an open house. It will be a week from Thursday, the 10th, at North Zulch High School. The proposal calls for the four-lane highway to have a divided median and to straighten out sharp curves. Two more TxDOT open houses are tonight. One is in Navasota from 5:30 until 7:30 at the Navasota Center. The subject is improving and removing crossovers on Highway 6 from south of Navasota to the Waller County line. The other open house is in Conroe at Austin Elementary School regarding plans to widen Highway 105 from Conroe to Cleveland to four lanes with a median. Online at WTAW.com are maps and links to more information from TxDOT. The Texas 10th Court of Appeals returns to Blinn College Bryan campus tomorrow to hear cases. The public is invited to watch any of the four appeals. Two civil and one criminal case originated in Brazos County, and one civil case originated in Robertson County. The list is online at WTAW.com. The appearance, hosted by Blinn's Legal Assistant Program, will take place in the Bryan Student Center. The cases will be heard Wednesday at 10 and 11 a.m. and at 1:30 and 2:30 p.m. After the second case is argued, there will be a brief period for questions from the public to the justices. It's the fourth consecutive year the appeals court, based in Waco, has come to the Blinn-Bryan campus to conduct hearings. A Texas lawmaker expects the investigation into Sandra Bland's death should be done by the end of the year.
Bland's apparent suicide in a Waller County jail following her July 10th arrest sparked protests and made headlines nationwide. State Senator Royce West of Dallas says there's been at least one meeting of the grand jury to review evidence, and there will be at least one more coming up. He says this case is important to him.
Because of everything that's been going on in the country in terms of African Americans dying at the hands of law enforcement or law enforcement being involved in it.
He says the video in the Bland case was released shortly after her death, and he wants to assure the public the investigation is transparent. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
The first day back from the Thanksgiving holiday for employees at the Brazos County Courthouse was shortened by a bomb threat. Sheriff Chris Kirk says there was an evacuation after a call came in to the main switchboard just before 2 p.m. reporting there was a bomb in the building.
Under the circumstances, I thought it went very well. There were a couple people that didn't get the word that we found on our sweep, but all in all, we were able to move people out of the courthouse quickly and safely and then reduce the risk.
A visual inspection turned up nothing, but the building remained closed to let bomb-sniffing dogs do a second check.
Well, unfortunately, the local dogs were all tied up, and we had to call in U.S. Marshal Service and the Department of Public Safety have both sent dog teams our way.
At the same time, investigators are tracking down who placed the call.
Working to hopefully track a number that we can lead back to somebody that we can charged with this offense.
Multiple agencies were involved in the evacuation and guarding off the courthouse area. Almost $250,000 has been pledged to this year's United Way of the Brazos Valley Community Campaign. President Allison Prince says more than 60 employee drives have been completed.
A couple areas of note, we have about 8 brand new campaigns. So these are businesses that haven't otherwise been involved with United Way. Each year we ask our partner agencies to hold a workplace campaign for their employees. Every one of our partners that has done a campaign has come in over goal of what it was. So it just shows that they believe in what we're doing as well.
While the $800,000 community campaign continues through next March, United Way continues to compile results of the state employees campaign that ended October 31st.
We are sitting at about $530,000 there, which is about 88% of our $600,000 campaign. But we don't have Texas Department of Criminal Justice reports yet. And A&M and A&M system is not complete quite yet either. Their reports are still coming in. So we'll still have some more come in here through January.
Prince says there is still time to conduct a workplace campaign, and individuals can donate on United Way of the Brazos Valley's Facebook page or website. 5 years in the making, a photography exhibit about next year's centennial of the National Park Service is now on display at the Bush Library and Museum. Mark Burns went to all 59 national parks. Before this project, Burns considered Yosemite his favorite. Now it's Alaska.
Alaska really just truly changed my life in some ways. The wilderness there is just spectacular, and it's nature, pristine nature that, you know, when you fly 160 miles, you know, over wilderness into deeper wilderness and you're dropped off on a gravel bar, it's just a special thing.
The exhibit also includes 3 additional photographs and background information about their importance to Burns.
One of them actually is the White Sands National Monument. Back in my younger days, that was a park that my father would take my brother and I to frequently when we were on trips out to west to Colorado, Arizona, or Utah, and we'd stop there, and so I had a lot of memories. So that's one of them. There's a park from Alaska there that I included that I really liked, and then there's a photograph from the Grand Tetons that I really liked.
Next March, a book containing the photos will be launched also at the Bush Library. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 49 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news on the way at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, we believe that when you search for a home, your experience online should be as personalized as your experience in the real world. Your decision to call a house home goes beyond the number of bedrooms, baths, and price. Now you can also search by commute time, schools, neighborhoods, parks, public transit, and other things important to your lifestyle. Welcome to the friendliest search in real estate, bhgliving.com.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
The guide to better living in the Brazos Valley is the Brazos Life Annual Manual. The Brazos Life Annual Manual is packed with everything to see and do in the Brazos Valley. From where to go to take in our vigorous art scene, or where to go for a vigorous workout, this magazine features the who's who, what's what, and where's where in the Brazos Valley. Advertise your business in the Brazos Life Annual Manual. Call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
By popular demand, the City of College Station's Christmas in the Park is returning to Stephen C. Beachy Central Park December 4th, 5th, and 6th. Enjoy viewing more than a million lights, hay rides, photos with Santa, and cookies and hot chocolate. On December 5th, we'll have dance performances, inflatables, a petting zoo, a snow glide, and vendors will be on site so you can find the perfect gift. We'll see you at Christmas in the Park December 4th, 5th, and 6th at Stephen C. Beachy Central Park. Visit cstx.gov/Christmas for complete details. That's cstx.gov/Christmas.
Christmas.
The 89th annual Bryan College Station Christmas Parade, A Winter Wonderland, steps off Sunday at 2 p.m. Rain or shine, plan to be there as we celebrate the official start to the Christmas season. Look in Sunday's Eagle for a listing of all the entries. Then be along the parade route Sunday at 2. The parade starts at Polo Road on University Drive, then turns north on Texas Avenue. Kids, don't forget your letters to Santa and include a return address so Santa can write back. The 89th annual BCS Christmas Parade, A Winter Wonderland.
There you go. Good morning. It's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or go to actionsportstx.com.
Cloudy and cool once again for today with high temperatures between 55 and 60. Any showers we see today will be very, very isolated. Clouds tonight, maybe a shower or two, 40 to 45. Clearing tomorrow, finally, temperatures will make their way up to about 60. The outlook for tomorrow night, clear and cool. Lows will fall back to around 40. During the day Thursday, we'll have plenty of sunshine, and highs on Thursday will be 55 to 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, they were beating Florida at half, so this is a team that's coming in with some confidence.
That's Coach Kennedy on Florida Gulf Coast to the Aggies play tomorrow night. We'll have more on A&M men's and women's basketball from the coaches' shows last night. Update on Monday Night Football where the Cleveland Browns lost very late and very weirdly. And a whole lot more coming up in Sports Center in about 11 minutes.
So ho, 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 St. Nicholas, right, you know, not only the protector of children, St. Nick, no. Matter of fact, he is the patron saint of unmarried women, prisoners, thieves, and pawnbrokers.
Pawnbrokers?
Just saying. Who knew? Did you know that?
No.
Is there a patron saint for radio announcers? Yeah. Never mind. Have to work overtime. Santa wore a variety of colorful suits throughout the years, including red and blue and white and green, but the popular image of his red coat came from...
Coca-Cola?
That's right, 1930s ad at Coca-Cola. Some other things that are kind of manufactured... Copywriter by the name of Robert L. May first invented the Misfit Reindeer in 1939 as a gimmick for Montgomery Ward's holiday coloring books. That's right, Rudolph. Actually, they considered naming him Reginald or Rollo instead of Rudolph. And his nose wasn't originally going to be red because the suits at Montgomery Ward didn't want him to be seen as a drunkard.
Oh, my goodness.
Really? Yep. Because at that time, they were very sensitive. They believed that a red nose...
Like gin blossoms.
Yeah, marked you as a chronic alcoholic.
Reginald the Teetotaling Reindeer.
There you are. And Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is on tonight on CBS at 7 o'clock. You know, this thing was done in 1964, and it looks like it was done in 1954. I mean...
Yeah.
It's somewhat of an anachronism in our world of CGI now, but it's fine. You know, it's all right.
The Peanuts special last night was not great.
Oh, is that right? Oh, okay.
It wasn't terrible, but the first hour of it was just random stuff. There was some behind-the-scenes stuff, but, you know, Pentatonix was in it, and there's several things where you're going, okay, this isn't Peanuts.
Yeah. Well, see, and maybe that's the deal, is that they are so afraid that... it'll be archaic, a la Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, that they're afraid that they can't hold the attention of, a younger group. When instead, I think most of the parents grew up with it, right? A lot of the younger parents, you know, did. And I'm sure there are probably some voicing the very disappointment that you are there. Can you just run the show? Just in its pure sense, could you do that?
Well, we had to sell it. My guess is they added another hour with that for the advertising.
Well, and quite honestly, the reason they did is because they probably didn't run enough they would not be able to run enough advertising in just the 30-minute showing of the the show itself, so they had to pad it up with Pentatonix and stuff like that. Okay, in the meantime, you're wondering how you can make money on YouTube. Well, sometimes it's really, really easy. You take a Coke can, Coke Zero, that's full, with a picture of Chewbacca on it, and then you push it across your desktop.
So it growls.
That's it.
That's pretty good.
8 seconds, 686,000 views. Now, I guarantee you he didn't get it like that the first time. Question is, how many did it take? Is he employed by someone who should have been getting some sort of a work out of this guy or gal in the midst of all that? I know.
I've seen the same video with a Chewbacca face on a bar stool.
Yeah.
And it does the same thing.
Yeah, well, it makes me wonder if it's pre-recorded. I'm just saying. Yeah. Nonetheless, how much money can you make off of that? It really has to do more with the ads than anything else. It's not the actual views that cause that to make you any money. So you have to have them click onto the ads beyond that rather than just seeing the 8-second video. So that guy makes no money off of that, just letting you know. Retired guy in China who didn't trust his local bank to look after his life savings chose to bury the money in the ground. Sadly, most of it eaten by worms when the biodegradable bag of cash fell apart. Put it in PVC. I forget where I heard that, but anyway, put it in PVC.
Or glass jars.
If you're going to store money, yeah. Well, they could break, you know, if there's a shift of earth, like if we had a drought. PVC, you're pretty okay. It's not like you come here to get advice on that kind of thing, but, you know.
Financial advice, how to bury your money.
That's
with
right.
Infomaniacs.
You know it. New kid, there's a new app out there that can possibly help control your kid's next meltdown around the holidays. So take it to your iPhones. It's called
Paddling.
You know, it's called Santa's Watching.
Oh, okay.
Paddling. My goodness, you're horrible. Anyway, here's the deal. You take out your iPhone, you tap Santa's Watching app, and you choose the child's gender and the guardian's relationship, and Santa will then leave a missed call voicemail message that tells your child that he or she needs to be listening to mommy or daddy.
Oh, love that.
Yeah, in a gentle way that can be delivered. The app can be used over and over again. There are different messages that are out there so that kids know Santa's watching.
That's so awesome.
$1.99, you heard it here.
It's getting dark earlier this month, so you need to get to Rattlers earlier to take advantage of these super December specials. Grab a couple of Mrs. Baird's delicious pastries for breakfast, two for only $2, with your registered Rattlers Rewards card. Stop by and get a midday energy boost with a 2.85-ounce bag of Jack Link's Jerky, buy one, get one free. On the way home from a hard day's work, pick up any 24-pack of beer from the fine families of beer from Bud, Miller, and Coors, only $29.99. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
A tradition of excellence and service. Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
With Christmas drawing near, are you looking forward to getting together with your family? Or are you dreading it because there's unresolved conflict brewing beneath the surface? Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. The beautiful thing about family is the deep connection that binds its members together through thick and thin. From the joys of childbirth to grief at funerals, the bonds of family will connect your worlds again and again throughout life. But those ties can also have a dark side when conflict is involved. Family members can stew over petty arguments for years, and it can be especially difficult to bring resolution to disagreements if neither party is willing to take a step toward peace. So with Christmas just around the corner, you may be wondering what you can do to facilitate healing in those family relationships that are strained. Our counselors say the most challenging step may be the most pivotal, And that's for you to take the initiative to mend a damaged relationship before the holiday gatherings. Even if you feel another family member is at fault, take the first step and show some love and grace. Try sending a card with something simple like, "I'm so sorry we've had tension in our relationship. What can I do to resolve it?" Even if they don't respond, you'll know you did your part to establish peace and goodwill this holiday season. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Web App Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Lopez. Just like all moms, I'm always concerned about my children's well-being. But sometimes they get sick, sometimes they get hurt. That's why I'm so grateful we have Children's Hospitals, because when any child needs a miracle, they'll do everything in their power to make one happen. With our support, please join me in giving sick and injured children every chance to get better. Support Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. Put your money where the miracles are.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:50. After a tremendous showing in the battle for Atlantis, Texas A&M men's basketball jumps up 7 spots to number 18 in this week's AP poll. Guys will be back home tomorrow night as they host Florida Gulf Coast. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy on this week's schedule, starting with Florida.
Yeah, they were beating Florida at half, so this is a team that's coming in with some confidence. They got beat in the second half, and they just beat an NAIA team last night really bad. Joe Dooley's a friend who's a former assistant at Kansas, so they'll be well coached. And in Arizona State, 4 starters back from last year's team that went to the NIT and did well in the NIT. So playing on the road, I think it's a 9:30, West Coast time or something. I mean, I'm gonna be fighting to stay awake. I think so, but we got two tough games. We got to bounce back quick.
The guys tip against Florida Gulf Coast tomorrow night at 7 on 1620 AM. We'll head over to the women's side of the court, where the Aggies come in at number 12 in the new AP poll. That's down 2 spots after falling to number 10, Ohio State. Ladies head to Hawaii this weekend as part of the Tom Weston Invitational, and Coach Blair was asked during his show last night whether the ladies look better a few games into the new season.
I think so. Before the season started, when I had this 10-game stretch, I said, hey, if we can go into conference with only 3 losses, I'll be ecstatic. Not anymore. I don't want to go in but with 1 loss. And so that means we've got to play well down the stretch. We've still got 6 more of those games in the 10-game swing. But I think if we play our best, we'll find a way to win.
The ladies start tournament play Friday at 9 o'clock on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. On now to the gridiron, where A&M freshman wide receiver Kristen Kirk was named one of 16 finalists for the Earl Campbell Tyler Rose Award. The candidates include 5 quarterbacks, 5 running backs, and 6 wide receivers from 5 different conferences. The finalists for the Tyler Rose Award will be selected and announced on December the 7th, followed by an awards banquet in Tyler in January. A&M sophomore Stephanie Ipley was named SEC Player of the Week for the 2nd time. She's also tabbed as SEC Center of the Week for the 6th time, and this is on the heels of her being named the 2015 SEC Volleyball Player of the Year. A&M midfielder Mikayla Harvey is one of 20 players selected for the United States under 20 women's national team. They'll compete in the CONCACAF Championships in Honduras starting day after tomorrow. And in the NFL, the Cleveland Browns cannot catch a break. And this has nothing to do with Johnny Football.
From the right hash mark, game on the line, final play of regulation. Kick on the way. No, it's blocked. The Ravens got it. Live ball. Will Hill picks it up. Running near sideline. He's got blockers. Browns 40, 30, 20, 10. One man to beat. Touchdown, Ravens. No flags on the play. It's a walk-off block and return. And how about that for a crazy twist to end it?
The Browns lined up for what they thought would be the game-winning field goal, but Baltimore's Brett Urban blocked it. Will Hurt returned it, and the Ravens walked away with a 33-27 win over the luckless Cleveland Browns. Here's head man Mike Pettine.
Tough one to wrap your brain around. Frustrating. Our guys battled back, came back for some deficits. You know, didn't finish it. That's the frustrating thing, a lot of little things. But you know, anytime you give up 14 points when your defense isn't on the field, you're not going to win a lot of football games. So,
in the loss, Cleveland quarterback Josh McCown exited with a collarbone injury in the fourth quarter. Pettine said he didn't know whether McCown's collarbone was broken, but McCown left after having the x-rays with his arm in a sling. He will have more tests done today. Pettine declined to say whether Austin Davis or Johnny Football would get the start if McCown couldn't. And we'll wrap it up in the NBA, where DeMarcus Cousins scored 16 of his 31 in the fourth quarter, and the Sacramento Kings beat the struggling Mavericks 112-98. Paul Gasol had 18 points, 13 rebounds, and 3 blocked shots as the Bulls snapped San Antonio's 5-game winning streak 92-89. And Reggie Jackson, not Mr. October, but the basketball player for Detroit, had 31 points to help the Pistons run over Houston 116-105. And that's your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Just $3 a day could buy the average Texan health insurance. And with the fine for not having insurance increasing to almost $700 next year, it just doesn't make sense to put it off any longer. Go to InsureHealthTX.org. That's InsureHealthTX.org.
Are you looking to revamp your business's website before the new year? Aggieland Website Design has the New Year's resolution for you. Sign up today and they'll help grow your brand and present a credible image to complement your online presence. Only Aggieland Website Design offers unlimited updates, so as your business changes and grows, your website will change with it. Boost your business with Aggieland Website Design's unlimited updates. Updates you don't have to manage yourself. Celebrate the new year early with 10% off when you register at Aggieland Website Design.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure? Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
This year, give the gift your family is sure to love. Let 2Video Transbrand preserve your precious family films, videos, and photos to DVD and other digital formats. We convert older style photos and slides, 8 and 16 millimeter film, and almost all video formats, even records and tapes, to new quality digital files. 2Video is located in South College Station and online at 2video.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage and Schnook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Good morning. Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Viral clip uploaded to YouTube shows what appears to be a group of Star Wars stormtroopers hitting the waves. Surfing. Part of the new Star Wars movie, The Force Awakens, was filmed near Puzzlewood out there. The film opens, of course, December 18th, No word on whether or not the movie will feature any surfing troopers. You can, you know, and you can. You can find anything on YouTube. You can find a guy pushing a can of Coke across the table, as we know. A video posted on YouTube, the channel Earth and Space News, shows what appears to be spaceships hovering over Honolulu, darting back and forth, blinking in unison, and then merging with each other. The identity of the original videographer has not been revealed. Also unclear when the clip was filmed. A lot of the viewers have commented that they believe the video offers proof of alien activity. Well, of course they'd think that. For his part, the lead investigator for the Sci-Fi Channel, Ben Hansen, says he thinks the clip might be a fake. It definitely has some things that make you think it could be CGI, which is computer-generated imagery. But, he said, in order to disprove it, we have to analyze it in the lab. So, and again, show great taste if they're in Honolulu, considering they could go anywhere on our Earth, that they would pick that. Just
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, not
I mean, if
all.
I'm going to crash a party, that's where I'd want to do it.
Hey, this is interesting. An anonymous couple in Minneapolis has raised the bar in a new way for dropping stuff off in the Salvation Army kettle.
They
dropped a check for $500,000. In the kettle, yeah, not bad, huh?
Said they used to have trouble themselves making ends meet,
wow.
And they wanted to, like you said, raise the bar.
The charity has been in touch with the couple, and they do want to remain anonymous. A tradition has developed in U.S. America, where in some places gold coins are anonymously dropped into the kettles in which the bell ringers collect the donations. Many believe that tradition started in the Midwest when it was first known gold coin drop took place in 1982. So we'll see. By the way, if you want to ring a bell for the Salvation Army, you can do it. Just get in touch with their office.
Oh, very nice.
WTAW College Station, Brian. It's 8 o'clock.